Hi, Isol. Can you talk about the exhibition and the aesthetic aspect of your work?
Yeah, it is called Walls to the Ball, and it is about like textiles and sports and basketball in particular. So what I really wanted to do was draw on different tropes of athletics, specifically basketball, and textiles. So with regards to sports, you know, there's like the basketball nets, the basketball hoops. There's also color, because I think, you know, sports is like a very, is an arena within culture that color is really loaded. You've got team colors. You go to a stadium, you know, the NBA playoffs have been happening recently, and if you see a game by the Oklahoma City Thunder, the whole stadium is wearing blue t-shirts, you know, so it's really this like huge visual impact.
What's the role of textile in your work?
I've always really been interested in textiles as a structure. So while there are actual physical pieces of textiles upstairs, there are also painted ones. So I did a big, a gingham, you know, on the wall. And the reason I like doing that is, and gingham, yeah, is like a black and white sort of check. And a gingham, a piece of gingham is actually, it's a woven and it's made by taking a plaid and a twill, so two different weave structures, and combining them together. So I really, you know, that's also on the invite, that's sort of a bit of a motif for this project, because I like that idea of two different things, like a twill and a plaid coming together to form the gingham, which is kind of what this project is, right? Like various things from textiles, various things from basketball coming together to form this other thing. It's kind of an installation, but it's kind of a workshop, and you walk in there and you're not quite sure if it's ready to be seen, but it is. But, you know, I like this idea of everything just kind of being confused, and I think we quite often have like assumptions of, you know, once we walk into an art gallery, what we need to see and how we need to act and you know, how, yeah, just what I can do to complicate that and make you sort of rethink that a little bit.
Process is important in your work. Can you talk more about that?
I don't have a studio-based practice in that I've got a studio at home and then apply for these shows and then bring the work and put it up. It's really important for me to be there. And really, I guess what I've done is, you know, kind of created something that's a bit of an adaptive studio practice, and that, you know, what the show is really a bit of a studio for me for these 4 weeks.
How do you see the relationship between sports and craft, and how does it relate to assumptions about gender and value?
You know, you have got textiles and sports, which, you know, and I'm generalizing here, but I think it's a safe generalization in that they are very gendered. I was creating textiles when I was working in the industry, and I always just had this thought. I was like, it's such invisible work, even though it's so there and we touch it every day. You might think about who designed your clothes, but hardly ever do you think about, like, who designed the fabric, right? Or who, you know, how the thread was made, even, like, going, you know, being more, you know, particular.
Can you talk more about the performative aspect in your work?
When I was in my undergrad, I started doing a lot of performance. And the reason I started doing performance was because I was watching a lot of live music at the time, like going to a lot of concerts. And I was always a bit jealous. I was like, dang, they, you know, get to go up there and perform and like have this interaction between the audience. And like, what a thrill. And I just kept thinking about like how amazing that must feel, as opposed to, you know, putting your artwork up somewhere and then leaving and like hoping that you'll talk to somebody about it afterwards, or hoping you'll have some sort of dialogue. And so that's when I started doing sort of more performative work to get that sort of rush and to, you know, be accountable to the work I was doing. I just started seeing all these really nice connections between sports and performance and like what I need and what I want for my art practice. And some of what will happen upstairs actually in the last week, when the sort of installation part of it is kind of, you know, pretty much done, will be smaller performances for the camera and for the video camera around this idea of like thinking through moving and just like, you know, going behind like the vinyl pieces hanging there and yeah, just sort of playing and just thinking through ideas, yeah, through by moving through them pretty much.